Please listen carefully.
And now, live from the Zudio in McKinney, Texas, it's the Assuming Positions Podcast, featuring two guys flapping gums and being chums, Kevin and Mikey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Assuming Positions Podcast. Kevin over here.
And Mikey over here.
And today we are continuing part two. Didn't they have a movie that was part D?
Hot Shots, part D.
Oh, man.
With Charlie Sheen?
Yes. Such an excellent movie. No, not really. But anyway.
One of Satire's best. I'll stand for that movie.
Okay. But this is part two of what we're calling One World to Rule Them All.
Rule them all.
So last week was part one, obviously. And basically the concept of this is I was on the interwebs. And I've run across this multiple times, surveys, questionnaires, whatever, where they say, which one of these franchise movies would you want to be live in?
Yes.
They didn't say be an average Joe. We've changed it to be an average Joe in, but they say, which one would you want to live in?
Yeah, a thought experiment.
Yes. So we decided that that would be fun. And we started last week. We're doing the top four out of the top five franchises, because we threw James Bond out, because James Bond, I don't think you would, if you're an average person, James Bond, I don't think you would notice any different.
Nope.
So
for us, we'd just be British, yeah.
We'd be British, and the world news would probably have James Bond involved in it, but we wouldn't know.
If he's doing his job right.
Well, because I don't think he's famous in his world, because he uses his regular name when he's at places, and that's not a good spy.
Yeah.
If you're famous and using your name.
Nope.
So
it's a disconnect. That's not supposed to happen.
No.
So James Bond got ruled out. It was no fun.
No. So anyway, last week we did the MCU and Star Wars, number one and two of the top franchises.
Uh-huh.
And we pretty much decided MCU was be very tense.
With the constant comic book calamities happening on a monthly basis.
And Star Wars has lots of possibilities, but could get very scary even for your average Joe from time to time.
Yeah, it seems like it's a little bit of more roll of the dice and when it comes to Star Wars than it is Marvel.
Yes. So this week we're doing the next two franchises, which are Harry Potter. Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
Mr. And Lord Potter. Of the Rings.
One ring to rule them all. Hey, wait.
Is that why we're calling it One World to Rule Them All?
That might have had a little bit to do with it, but...
Hey, and but before we get into it, sometimes we do other little things that have happened for us during the week.
There you go.
So one thing that's fun, and I want to interject, is that last night we watched, as a family, a movie called Three Amigos.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, Mr. Mikey, we don't even have to do a reassumptions. Three Amigos holds up.
10 out of 10 slices. 8 out of 10 slices.
It's great. It holds up. There was nothing. I think so much of it has to do with it being a period piece, basically.
Yep.
And just a send up of Westerns. So
that's usually plus for us. What the boys think.
So, oh no, they thought it was funny. They thought it was hilarious.
And it was their first time seeing it, right?
Yeah, their first time seeing it. So Three Amigos holds up. So if you want to see something funny during the dark times, go watch you some Three Amigos.
Well, now
it'll make you giggle.
Now I know what I'm watching later. Awesome.
Yes, make you giggle. So anyway, back into it. Unless you have anything to interject.
The internet's blown up with that game Fall Guys, where you run around as a little jelly bean on an obstacle course. It's on PlayStation for free if you have PlayStation Plus, and I can't recommend it highly enough. It's just dumb, simple fun if you're sitting around on the couch. That's my pick-me-up for the week.
Awesome. But now, the main event.
Yes. Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun. So our rules are, we have to make little rules. Our rules are that you're an average person in this world, a background character, someone who is very, very well could be there when the action is going.
Yep.
But they are not a named character. They are bus driver. They are man on the subway. I don't know why they're all public transit related for me.
Yep.
You know, the waitress number two.
Yep.
That's the kind of stuff.
Hobbit in the tavern that's not a Baggins.
Exactly. Yeah. Boy with balloon. Something like that. You're there. It's on the call sheet, but you're not Bilbo. You're not Frodo.
Yep.
You're not Eri. You're not Ron.
Yep.
Any of that stuff. You're not even
Cedric, who dies.
Yeah, you're not even Cedric. You're not even. I'm trying to think of the minor characters, and I can't even think of them. But
Tom Bombadil, he didn't even make it to the movie.
Well, yeah, exactly. So first up's Harry Potter world. So we are an average Joe in Harry Potter world. Now, one of the pros of being an average person in Harry Potter world is that you can be a wizard who goes to Hogwarts.
Yes.
So that's cool. And I'm going to say that's fine with what we're going with, because we fall into the James Bond trick here that if you're just a muggle in Harry Potter world, then you're just a person in the 90s and they do a good job of keeping themselves secret. So I don't think you would notice anything at all.
For us, we'd just be British. That would be the only change.
Yeah. We'd be British. It'd be the 90s because that's when the books and movies are set.
Yep.
And you'd see a weird newspaper article that someone thought they saw a flying car, and you'd be like, huh, he must have been a long night in the pub there, right?
Yeah. Blimey, the weirdos are out again.
Did you hear those people said they thought they saw a
flying
snake?
Car? Are you out of your mind? You've been 3 sheets to the wind.
Did you hear people thought they saw a snake made out of clouds in the sky last night? Bloody bonkers. It's like when those fellas were making the crop circles. Yeah, you wouldn't notice. The news would just be a little weirder.
There definitely would be a conspiracy theory message board about people that have had wizard incidents that weren't totally like memory wiped, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, that'd be it. So we're going to lean towards the fact that we are
magically inclined.
Yeah, in the wizarding world.
Yes.
So that's a pro. You got any pros?
Oh, that's the pro right off the bat. Magic exists and it's all around you. You get to use it. My favorite part about like Harry Potter magic is not really the big battles at the end and sort of the, you know, the energy blast fights. Like, that's not what's cool about magic to me. Magic is when they're in school and you just fix minor annoyances or make stuff fly around or like change things from solid to sticky. Like, that's hilarious to me. And that would keep me occupied for the rest of my life, is just tiny little magical blips in my day.
Yes. Yeah, it was. Now, some of the minor bad things, before we get to the major bad things, some of the minor bad things is that Hogwarts seems like it can be pretty tough if you're not like Hermione Granger or something. If you can't, you know, Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, like private school, Ivy League. They don't take no guff. You have to, like, not everybody gets the chance to go here, so you have to prove your mettle kind of stuff.
Yeah, wait a minute. I never thought of that. Where do, like, so you get a letter to go to Hogwarts.
Yes.
Is there, like, a public school version? Or, you know, like a...
Hogwarts High?
I don't even know what it'd be called. But, you know, is there, like, a... Is that all the wizards in England? That's what I'm going for? Or is there, like, some kind of, like, a remedial school or just regular school for that's run by...
I do think it is, like, it's the only wizarding school for all of wizards in England, so you either go or don't, but I do like imagining public school Hogwarts, because I would, knowing my luck, I'd end up there before I ended up at a Hogwarts proper.
Yeah, and you know, they also have the Squibs,
yep,
who are like you're born into a wizard family, but you're basically a muggle.
Yes.
That would blow if that happened to you.
Be like, see you later, Mom and Dad.
But where did they just send you to regular school then?
Yeah.
Oh, or that'd be like, I mean, but you're like in this whole family of wizards, right? And you have to go to like regular school, and like, you know that your brother or your uncle could turn that bully into like a pig.
Yeah, exactly.
But you have to sit there and deal with it.
Makes you a better person, but you are a crappy wizard. I know.
Ugh. No wonder why that groundskeeper at Hogwarts was such a crabby bastard.
Finch.
Finch. It's something like that.
Something like that. Okay, so we're assuming that we go to Hogwarts private proper.
Right.
And there is the lore that the Sorting Hat basically listens to your actual choice, like what's true in your heart. Where do you what house is true in your heart should you go to Hogwarts?
Okay, well, the thing is, I've taken the test and not the... Mikey almost spit out his drink.
That was a bad time to take a drink. I've taken many online tests and I've done conclusive research and the marketing shows.
Oh, This is where, like, this is where we're showing our nerd.
I love
like
it.
this is like straight up like, oh wait, these guys just aren't like commentators on movies and stuff.
Yeah,
you're showing your nerd here. No, who hasn't? But I've taken the real one. There's different.
Oh, like
there's
the Pottermore one.
Those, yeah, exactly. Okay. I've taken the Pottermore one, which is a long test, and it's the hardest one to like. Those like Facebook tests and stuff are so dumb, and it's obvious to what they're trying to. You can easily pick your house by answering the question. Yeah, it's like here's Harry's choice. Here's Malfoy's choice. You know, it's like
I got you.
But anyway, I took the Pottermore one that is pretty intense, and I got Hufflepuff.
Nice,
and it seems to fit. I mean, you know me. Do you think Hufflepuff fits me?
Well, only because that would have been my choice, and my sort of defense in that is Hufflepuff seems like the most art school kid.
Yes.
House.
Yes, 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 yes. It is. Hufflepuff is loyal, but they're also, because their badger is their thing. You know, badgers can be a little feisty.
Yeah.
You know, and it's because Ravenclaw is supposed to be the 4.0 kids. It's supposed to be the nerdy kids.
Yeah,
the AP kids. That's what I'm saying. Not just nerdy, but like that kind of nerdy. There's different strata of nerdy.
Yep.
They're like the MIT nerdy. And then, you know, Slytherin are just, I don't even know why they exist. It's like, let's put all the degenerates together in one house.
All the mean
so
kids.
So you can watch them, I guess. I don't know. It's weird.
All the mean girls and all the mean boys.
Yeah. The bullies. Let's keep all the bullies together. Weird.
Then Gryffindor's all the jocks and the star kids. It's
That's
weird.
True. There's the jocks. Gryffindor's the jocks. And then Hufflepuff is like the salt of the earth wizards, I think, come from Hufflepuff.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a badger? I mean, come on. They're so cute.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, we would probably be in the same house together.
Scotty's going to be mad that we agreed, but we'd have some good times. We'd be bunkmates.
Oh, come on. Totally. And when poor Cedric dies, oh, wow.
Our house will have a loss.
He was our boy. He's so handsome.
That's the saddest part of that movie.
Oh, yeah, right? He's so handsome.
Even when he doesn't sparkle.
So, yeah, a couple kids in Hufflepuff, that would be fun.
That assumes everything goes right, and that's nothing but the pro column, so.
That's the pro, yeah. But then stuff really starts to go wrong, because if we're there in that world, we're in Hogwarts at the time that Harry Potter's there. I mean, if you were there before Harry Potter showed up, seems like everything was great.
Yeah, it seems like, day-to-day was fine.
Yeah. But then this kid with the lightning bolt on his head shows up, right? And then stuff just goes to crap at Hogwarts.
Yes.
I mean, it starts with a troll, like, you know, running around.
A troll in the dungeon.
And then it just gets worse from there. It just escalates.
I mean, you live in a world where there's actually a bad guy whose name you can't say. I mean,
that's true. Yeah.
Not to go too Christian, but that's kind of how Satan operates, you know? But
yeah,
he doesn't actually show up. He actually shows up in Harry Potter world without a nose. And he's like, I'm going to use the one voice I have to make you think I'm scary.
Yes. He's Ed Kowalczyk from Live after an explosion.
But, I mean, that is a con. Evil wizards do exist.
Yes.
There is a dark side to the dark arts.
Yeah. Voldemort and Death Eaters are a major con of the Harry Potter world. Another major con. Muggles have a propensity during certain eras to burn you at the stake.
Did they actually address that in the Harry Potter universe?
I think maybe in...
Was it in Fantastic Beasts? Because they go to...
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
I think, I could swear in Fantastic Beasts there's a reference to America's kind of dangerous for wizards type thing.
Okay.
Referencing the witch trials and stuff.
Points for that, but if it's true.
I can't remember. I've seen the regular Harry Potter. I've read all those books, and I've seen those movies more than once.
Yep.
But the Fantastic Beasts, I am much less familiar with.
Same. So, I think I've only seen the first one. I know there's two.
Yeah. So there's a blind spot there.
Somebody can let us know.
Yeah, someone can let us know.
Also, giant con is giant spiders.
Well, I mean, that's the magical creatures thing is pro and a con, because there's some cool magical creatures, because it's like there's unicorns and anything, because it seems like J.K. Rowling is like, if it's been written about in a fantastical fantasy form, she uses it. So
gotcha.
There's Pegasi, there's unicorns, all those fun, nice creatures. There's dragons.
Ooh.
That's cool.
Yep. Centaurs, then, giant spiders.
Yeah, centaurs. But then you start getting into like anything scary too. Those exist too.
Trolls, so, ogres. Yep.
Yeah. So
I think the pro of that would kind of outweigh the con if I get to choose having actual magical beast be a thing.
I agree. Okay. I think the pro does outweigh the con.
Here's one more con that I have that I kind of just thought about, but if you are in the wizarding world, it doesn't seem like there's any computers or cell phones or any sort of technology past about maybe 85.
Yeah, I mean, isn't Ron's dad really interested in light bulbs?
Yeah.
Like and how, I mean, light bulbs by that point have been around for like 90 years or
exactly.
something.
And now he's studying it to sort of learn its intricacies, you know? So yeah. They're a little behind the times when it comes to technology.
A little.
Yeah, and yeah. Actual mechanical stuff.
Hey, that makes me... Are Amish people wizards?
Ooh, it'd be a good cover. That's
how it
they
would.
Get, that explains how they get barns up so fast. Have you ever seen those videos? It takes them like a day and a half. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're using their wands.
It's amazing, but ridiculous. Too fast.
Oh, and a big pro for me is real Quidditch seems awesome.
Oh, for a sport? Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no offense to our nerdy friends who've played our real world version of Quidditch.
Yep.
It's silly. You need to be flying. I mean, you're flying around on brooms. It's a weird cross between lacrosse, hockey, and a little bit of soccer, I guess.
Yep.
You got three balls, right? You got the scoring ball.
Yep.
You got the ball that's trying to kill you. That is basically the checking ball.
The beaters or whatever.
Right. And then you have the snitch.
Yep.
Right. And then there's three games going on at once.
Yes.
Right. You got the guys trying to score with a scoring ball into the hoops.
Offense.
Right.
Yep.
Then you got the guys with bats trying to protect everyone from the ball that wants to kill you.
And also kind of killing your opponents, yes.
Right. And you can use it to, you can hit it in an offensive manner to mm-hmm. send it people.
Exactly.
I mean, cause that's great. And then you got two guys vying to catch this little ball that's flying around to end the game. I mean, come on.
All with an aspect of dogfighting to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exciting. A great excitement.
Oh, exactly.
That's
great. The power of flight alone is a huge pro. And then to make a sport out of it, I'd go to every match. Game? Match? What do you think? They call it a match, right?
They call it a match, yes. Indeed. So I really think that that's a big pro for me. I think I would really, really enjoy not only participating in it, but watching it too. And I think I would probably lean towards being, because I often play defense in any sport I did, and I think I would be one of those beater guys. Mainly because I feel more comfortable being in control of the ball that's trying to kill me than trusting someone else to control it.
I get it.
You know what I mean? So what about you if you had to be on the Quidditch team?
Just because I'm tiny and spry, I don't know my flying broomstick skills just yet. I'd be happy to find out because that seems cool as hell. Tiny and spry, I think I'm a snitch chaser.
A snitch chaser?
Yep.
Man, and the thing is too, and here comes the con with Quidditch.
Yep.
So we're on the Hufflepuff Quidditch team while Harry Potter's there.
Yes.
I mean, I don't even know if they ever showed them even being played in any of the movies at all. But you wouldn't have a chance against that stupid lightning bolt-headed kid.
Oh, never.
You know? And then I guess the Slytherin team was supposed to be the second best team, I guess. So, I mean, is Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff vying for the bottom
True.
Of the ranks there?
Yeah.
I mean, what, 7 years? However many dang years, and you're not even vying for the House Cup because forget about it.
Just riding a bench for 7 years. Ugh.
It's just, ugh. And then at the near the end of our term, the freaking Dark Lord comes back to blow our school up.
What a way to graduate.
Yeah, that's the thing. If we're putting ourselves in Harry Potter world while Harry Potter's there, like we said, it's going to get bad, like scary bad,
yeah.
Like apocalyptic bad.
Yeah.
In the whole battle for Hogwarts. And then also, like, what do you side on? You know, there was, like, the people in the middle. Then there's the kids who become part of Dumbledore's army.
Yep.
And I don't know if all of them were named. That'd be interesting to see. Because if all the kids in Dumbledore's army are named, then we don't have a chance of even being in Dumbledore's army. So it's either an extra, like a Death Eater.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think they're all named too. I think we're just
collateral
the kids
damage.
In the middle running around.
We are absolutely collateral damage. Or we got some Slytherin friends. We're just hiding out in the dungeon. The basilisk is gone. We're just hiding behind those giant chess pieces, statues.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
But your school would go to war. No, thank you.
I know. Wow. It just went from being, like, wonderful wizarding fun, like, let's go to Universal Studios and get some butterbeer.
Yes.
To, now we're in the MCU realm of this is terrible.
Will you graduate or will you perish?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow.
Harry Potter World at Universal, though. You mentioned it. That place is a great time.
Really? Have you been there?
I have. I went there 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So two back thumbs when up.
You could go places.
Exactly.
Did you enjoy some butter beer?
I did. It's like a weird cream soda slushy. Not weird. Yeah. It's tasty. But
now, that's the thing I never understood. Is it supposed to be alcoholic?
I don't think so. Maybe in the novel. It wasn't at Universal, and there wasn't an option to make it, I don't think. But
yeah, I know it's not at Universal, but I could swear it seemed like it did something to the kids. But then they served it to kids. I don't understand.
They're kid wizards, though. They can handle it. They have a purifying spell.
Oh, yes.
See? Next time you have a stomach ache, just boom, magic wand, you know?
Yeah.
Next time you stub your toe, boom, magic wand.
I know. That's the thing, too. I mean, they had some horrific... That's why they can do Quidditch.
Exactly.
And have a ball that's trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're really not going to get killed ever.
Exactly. And as far as a magical world goes, there doesn't seem to be much of a cost or consequence to magic.
Yeah, you're right. They don't even seem to get tired. It doesn't even seem to have D&D rules.
Nope. It's just you might accidentally curse yourself or drink the wrong potion if you don't mix it right.
Yeah, wow. That's a big pro right there.
There you go.
Because it doesn't seem to have Dungeons & Dragons rules at all.
Just no
that.
Just no cell phone, no social media.
No cell phone, no social media.
No podcast.
But, I mean, yeah. But the newspaper has moving pictures.
That's true. So you still get animated GIFs in some form. I wonder if there's a memes page for the Wizarding Wizarding Daily. I forget what it is. Not the Daily Muggle. It's something. Whatever.
Is there funny pages? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, moving cartoons. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, Harry Potter world.
Assuming we get to be a wizard, yes.
Yes. That's a pretty good contender right there, other than the whole Voldemort business.
Yeah, and evil wizards.
Yeah. So, good contender. So, speaking of evil wizards,
dun, dun, dun.
Our fourth world to consider to live in is the Lord of the Rings franchise world.
Yes. Not low Earth, not high Earth, right in the Middle Earth, Goldilocks
the
Earth.
Goldilocks Earth, Middle Earth. Welcome to Middle Earth. What could you choose to be in Middle Earth? So, well, the Lord of the Rings, there's lots of background characters. For sure.
Absolutely.
Because there's giant armies.
Giant armies, and also, like Star Wars, many races of people and creatures and things.
Yes, you can be an elf, you can be a dwarf, you can be a hobbit. We can play Dungeons & Dragons right now. That's pretty much what it is, right?
Yes. What's your character sheet?
Yeah. So pick your character sheet.
But we can't min-max and be a star. We gotta, you know, actually roll the dice and take what we get.
So, yeah, this one is interesting to consider because much like Star Wars, so much war, but unlike Star Wars, hard to get away from the war.
Yeah, it's a little bit closer together. It seems anyway.
Yeah, it seems. Unless you're just going to hang around Hobbiton as a hobbit.
True.
It seems like it could be kind of perilous living in Lord of the Rings world.
One more twist to that. Star Wars seems like it would be more frequent. Lord of the Rings has almost like a biblical aspect to it, where it seems like there's a war every era and not necessarily like every generation or decade. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's true. So, Mikey, we're rolling up character sheet. When you're thinking Lord of the Rings, we're rolling up character sheets. So, what character are you picking in Lord of the Rings?
Well, I already have hair on my toes, so that rules out a couple races. So I think that narrows it down to either hobbit or dwarf for me. And I got good night vision, and my ears are kind of bad, so I think I'd be all right in a cave because, you know, that worked to my benefit. Yeah. So I like forging stuff, so probably a dwarf, but knowing my luck and it's average, like, you know, we're going average roll, probably end up just as a hobbit out on a farm somewhere.
Little hobbit on a farm.
Yep.
I mean, you know, the kind of is if we're considering living as a background character in the world, the Hobbit is the safest.
Exactly.
The Hobbit, little farm Hobbit, do they really notice anything happened other than like, hey, where'd Frodo and his friends go?
Exactly. They were surprised when they left and surprised when they came back. And like, even every time Gandalf shows up in The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, it's like, what's going on? There's something in the outside world? Whatever. Okay, I don't want to. But wait, we're going on an adventure.
Now, it makes me wonder, how does Hobbiton avoid everything?
It's like New Zealand. It's just its own little, like, I mean, they filmed it in New Zealand. I guess that's why it popped into my head so easily. But it's literally and figuratively New Zealand-esque.
Yeah, it's over there, out of the way, not really bothering anybody.
Exactly.
It's real pretty, but kind of hard to get to, I guess.
Also, hobbits are max out at 3 feet, something like that.
Yeah.
You got to be kind of a real big jerk to go, like, I'm going to go pick on these tiny people.
I guess so, but that hasn't stopped people before.
But, true.
But I guess you're not dealing. And that's the thing, too. People.
People.
Think about, so what people do we got? There's like the Riders of Rohan. Those are people.
Yep. They're men.
And then there's like a town or two that you see with people. But I don't even know who those people are a part of. They don't really go into, I'm sure if you like read the back of the books and get really into it, because I mean, Tolkien made languages and everything, but we're just talking about the movies.
Yeah. Yeah. There's the Silmarillion that has like all the lore and history.
Right. We're just talking about the movies. And even when you extend the movies, they still don't really get into like, other than Rohan, there's other places where humans live, but you don't really get into like, who's their king? What's going on?
Nope. Yep.
What are they doing?
It's just they're referred to as man in general. And because the other races are so much cooler, they don't really get much focus.
Right. And then you could just be like a tavern keep and you really wouldn't notice anything except that time those weird things came in and like stabbed a whole bunch of your beds that were empty.
Was that the Nazgul? No, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Imagine the tavern keeper, or probably his wife actually, would be in the morning going into the rooms to remake the beds. And there's just like the pillows have all been, and the sheets have all been stabbed mercilessly.
You'd be terrorized for life because of that. It's like, wasn't even in my idea of possibilities that I could find. And now I'm scared.
You'd be like, what happened up here? What went on? It'd be like that Strider guy and his strange little children were renting the room up here, and they just trashed the place.
Apparently, there's Riders of Death, and they like to destroy people and property. Have fun sleeping.
That's the thing, you know, because magic is real, then all that scary stuff is real too.
Yes.
So that leads into that kind of stuff. But I mean, if you're an average Joe in Lord of the Rings, then it's kind of almost Renaissance fair-like, I guess.
Yeah. Simpler time, simpler, easier. Well, easier in a relative sense life as far as job and your day-to-day. Easier to get a routine.
But it is, even though there's magic and stuff, and even though it's fantasy, it still is a medieval timesy time. So maybe you have to worry about plague. I don't know. Is hygiene a thing?
That's one of the cons in my notes is there's really no indoor plumbing or toilet paper or hand sanitizer or toothpaste or any sort of that stuff. So I'm with you. You're kind of like a muggle in Harry Potter world in that magic may exist, but you probably won't experience it too often in your life. So you might just have the peasant life where you spend most of your day in muck.
Yeah, in muck. And that's the thing, too, is they don't really, again, there's so much they don't go into. So we have to make assumptions here, and that's the name of the podcast, so it's fine.
Yep.
All those big battles were fought somewhere on somebody's land, these big tracts of land. They just happened to be empty, or is it part of that your farm?
It might have been somebody's farm. It definitely, it wasn't just confined to one space. It happened across the countryside.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, great. There's orcs are ravaging across my farmland. That's not cool.
Or you could live in a village where a dragon actually is hoarding in the mountains and he's stealing your stuff.
Yeah, right? Yikes. That's kind of scary.
But you remind me, we didn't get back to it. What race, if you get to choose, you know, you get to fudge the dice a little bit, which race do you go to?
Man, see, yeah, Well, what I usually like to play is something fun. So I don't know. My favorite of all the elves in all of fantasy lands, Lord of the Rings elves are my favorite elves.
Okay.
The tall, good looking, you know, we live so long, we have to go across to the Americas, I guess is where they're going.
Yeah, but they're like old school knights. There's a sense of nobility and order and like.
Yeah, and they're mystical and magical, and they're not like Santa's elves. They're not like Keebler elves.
Yep.
You know, there's so many versions of elves.
True.
They're not even like, oftentimes the Dungeons and Dragons elves are the short version of elves.
Or like,
no offense to the shortness. I'm just saying they're not Lord of the Rings elves in a lot of cases.
Or like the wilder elves that live in the forest and sort of are unrefined, more like humanistic creatures than they are like noble statesmen and dukes and duchesses type stuff.
Yes. So I don't know. Lord of the Rings, I would edge toward being a background elf.
There you go.
So,
Hanging out with Lee Pace, that'd be rad.
Of course, that means there aren't a lot of us, and I'd have to fight. But I'd look so cool in that armor with the crazy bow skills and stuff. So, whatever.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, it's almost worth the scariness of battle with having crazy bow skills like that.
Yeah, plus you get hundreds of years to train because your life is way longer.
Right. And chicks dig bow skills, right?
Good enough reason to be an elf. Chicks dig bow skills. I love it.
Oh, or is that the bow staff? Wait a minute.
I think they do both. I don't think if they have, like I said, they got a lot of time to practice. They're hanging out more than the rest of us. So
right, and then you eventually get to go across the sea to wherever they were going. I never fully understood what was happening there.
I think it's elf heaven. I'm sure there's a Tolkien word for it, but.
Right. It's elf heaven, but it doesn't seem bad.
Yeah, just a different transition, your new life.
Because it's posited as a positive, but because it's a reward for the hobbits to go there.
Yeah.
So it must be nice. And as it's nicer than Hobbiton, and think how nice Hobbiton is.
Oh, it's peaceful. I would kill. I am one of those people that, given the opportunity to live in a hobbit hole, I probably would, because that just seems so cozy and relaxing and serene to me.
It does. Hobbiton seems like a wonderful place to live.
And it's like they also live long lives. You get to have 111th birthdays.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Well, he lived extra long because of the ring, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. He was a little special.
Yeah. That was dark magics doing stuff to him. But yeah. We've been talking a lot of positives, not a lot of negatives in Lord of the Rings world, other than all the war.
Chance of war, mystical creatures, those bad mystical creatures exist as well.
Right, yeah.
If you are man like we were talking about, that's kind of the crummy end of the, you get the short stick, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Feudalism is essentially still a thing, like you were saying, it's medieval times, so our life is way better than it was in medieval times, so.
Yeah, if you're going to say, you can live in Lord of the Rings world, but you have to just be a dude, a man, how you were born in Lord of the Rings world. I don't know if I'd go for that one.
That would be a thumbs down.
Yeah. Cause it's kind of neat, and the thing is too, is that when I believe it's in the movie, but either way, don't they describe like when they're asking about the hobbits to the tavern man or just a regular person? At one point, they act like they wouldn't know what they were. They said, like, they would look like children to you.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
When they were prancing pony or whatever it was.
Yeah, so that means that you must not have much interaction with all the wonderful things. Because if you were, like, just a dude and you lived on a farm, but you lived within walking distance to, like, Hobbiton or something, or some little hobbit town, so you could hang out with the hobbits and have parties or whatever, that would be nice. But it seems like they kind of posit it that they keep them separated. And
sorry, you got Offspring stuck in my head.
I know, okay. I know. That's why I said it that way.
We both made the face. Okay,
keep them separated.
Now that's going to be stuck in my head. But I'm with you. I think hobbits tried to stay out of the way, but it is medieval times. Like, I can imagine being a peasant in medieval times. And how often do you see the king? Maybe like once or twice a year. You know, so. If you're experiencing like the people in your own village that much, then the outside world is just a fancy of your imagination as far as they're concerned, I would imagine.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that would blow. You live like 50 years or something, and never hear it. You just hear about stuff, but never see anything.
Exactly.
So it's just like our medieval times.
Yeah. Or
whoop-de-hoo.
Even like on a good day, a stranger rides into town and goes, "There's a dragon that's, you know, trying to terrorize your whole village." And you're like, "What's a dragon?" Like, you're starting at square zero. Like, what's happening?
What's happening?
You're from the internet? What does that mean? What is the internet?
Lord of the Rings world. Interesting. It's kind of funny because Lord of the Rings world is, I mean, we have to pull so much from like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff, because even the book, other than like what's going on in Hobbiton, the whole story is from a very high level view. It's from like the kings and lords view of it all.
Yep.
They don't really get into the nitty gritty of everyday life in those worlds.
Yeah, the further down the class totem pole you go, the more faceless they become.
Right, so we know what it's like in Hobbiton, because we've seen that so much, because of the main characters. And we kind of know what it's like in the village where the prancing pony is. And we kind of know what it's like in Rohan. But other than that, we really don't know what's happening.
We know what it looks like in the Mines of Moria. It's real dark, and I'm kind of scared of the dark. So
yeah, right, right. And abandoned, so I guess if you would force me to be a human, put me in Rohan so I can be a rider of Rohan, but then I'd have to do the war, but at least I know what I was going to get. It'd be somewhat exciting, and you'd be an awesome rider of horses. You'd have your own horse. That's cool.
Oh, it'd be like being the coolest cowboy ever.
Yeah, it's better than being a peasant.
Yep.
But of course, an orc could cut your head off. So
that possibility exists.
Yeah. So, yeeks.
I know. Decisions. A good thought experiment. Decisions.
Yes. So, that's the end of our thought experiment here. So, now we have to decide.
The decision must be made. The position must be assumed.
Yes, we must assume which of these four worlds that are on the survey, what little radio button are you ticking and hitting submit? So, we've been through MCU. Some of our pros are that superheroes are real and technology must be kind of way better than ours.
Yes.
But every month there's some calamity happening. You'd be a lot of running. You'd have to make sure your cardio is up all the time.
Yeah, your potential for death is through the roof.
So through the roof. Then you got Star Wars world. The pros of that are, I mean, crazy technology, faster than light travel, for the price of a plane ticket.
Yep.
There's like sort of magic and force powers. There's so many species, so many worlds, so much potential. But of course, the bad things are there's various empires and evil dictatorships and huts and crime syndicates. And frankly, it's not really that much different than our world, except on a massive view.
Seems like it's
galactic scale.
Yeah, it's turned up to 11 in some places.
Yeah, and then we talked about Harry Potter world and Lord of the Rings world right now. So Harry Potter world, you get to be a wizard, Harry. And
you get a pet. I didn't even mention that. Oh, real quick.
Anyway. Right.
You get a familiar. That would be so rare.
You get a familiar in Harry Potter world. Yeah, that's true. What would you pick as a familiar?
Probably
You get to pick it, right? Yeah, it's not like the wand. The wand picks you, but you pick your familiar.
Yeah, I think your Patronus comes out like your true heart's animal or whatever, but the monkey would be the obvious answer, but I think...
A monkey? Did anyone ever have a monkey?
I don't know, but it's a possibility.
Oh, wow.
Either a monkey or a raccoon, because I think raccoon would fit more into the Harry Potter lore than a monkey.
Wow. But I wasn't thinking of any of those animals. Wow.
What animal were you thinking of?
I don't know. I was just thinking of the ones you saw in the thing. You know, you got a cat, you got an owl, you got a rat.
Well, the world is your oyster or whatever animal you pick. What do you pick?
But you're like a monkey or a raccoon. You know, it's funny, too. Harry Potter had the owl, and everyone loves the owl. But the owls is just like having a postman for your familiar.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones who deliver everything.
And a night watchman, because they stay up all the time.
Well, that's true. But, I mean... As cool as it is to have an owl, it's pretty much just, there's tons of them. They're the postal service.
True.
It's whatever, I guess.
Especially, anyway. I mean, you can fly yourself, so it's not really cool that the owl flies. Yeah, like, I'll deliver this myself.
Because it's like having a dog. Owls are kind of like dogs in Harry Potter world. There's so many of them, and they're used for things. Man, once you said monkey, I don't know. It might be cool to have like one of those little helper monkeys as a familiar.
Like a gibbon or something.
But a raccoon, that's cool too. I mean, how crazy can you be? Can you have like a full-fledged wolf? That would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not a dire wolf. Maybe not like huge, but
like I want like a gray wolf, like a Yellowstone gray wolf.
Let's do it. It's yours. That's your familiar.
Okay. Well, there you go. I don't know. That's a big pro in Harry Potter world, Anna. So anyway,
you could be an animagus. You could turn into that wolf.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Either way.
So decision, Mikey.
Yeah,
you
sorry, I tangented real hard.
No, it's fine. You want to go first? Do you have your decision? Has it been made? Has it been swayed? Did you start off with a decision at the beginning of this and then have it swayed?
Well, it was mainly that Star Wars was in the running for the first part because MCU, the comic book calamity, just doesn't cut it for me.
Like, agreed.
I have to have some sort of superpower in order to survive in that world. So MCU is out for me, as cool as the people in it are. So Star Wars was in the running, and Star Wars is great. You know, like we're saying, faster than light travel, many worlds, many races. You could be an alien. They got computers and technology. But it's Harry Potter for me, because having that day-to-day magic where, like, my pen spilled ink, I can just clean it up, or I'm out of food, let me just sort of make some fishes and loaves for myself. It would be astounding. I wouldn't have to tie my shoes ever again. Just be like, whoop, bloop, bippity bop, shoes are tied.
Bippity bop.
I don't have to sit in traffic ever again. I can just get on my broom and get where I'm going. I wouldn't mind high school blowing up. I would risk it just for the magical candy and the daily magical spells I'd be able to have.
Yeah, that's so great. So Mikey's choosing Harry Potter world.
Harry Potter.
Background Hufflepuff kid number 3.
Yes, and this is the most fantasy, most liberty we've taken with our like restrictions, I think, in that we do automatically get to be a wizard, so that is sort of key in it. But assuming that's true, I'd like to be a wizard all the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, there you go.
Yep.
Harry Potter is mostly set in Hogwarts.
Yep.
And most of the background characters are kids at Hogwarts. That dining room where they're eating is full of little wizard kids. And like, no, I'm saying it's just full of wizards. So I am saying, I am judging that perfectly legal. You can choose that.
Good.
It's perfectly legal.
Even the high school aspect doesn't turn me off, because I was the nerd that enjoyed school. So all wizards for me.
Now, for me, I flip-flopped all over the place.
Oh, okay.
Seriously.
Talk me through it.
From the beginning, I wasn't sure at all, because that's why I wanted to do this thought experiment, this exercise through it, because I wasn't really sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I was leaning places, leaning away from other places. I thought MCU actually might be fun, but when we started getting into it and the just calamities, it's too much. I mean, we're in a calamity now in the real world, and it's too much. So I can only imagine this level stuff happening, like, on the reg. No, thank you.
It's the regularity that's such a, like, all the time.
Yeah, yeah, no thanks. Lord of the Rings was a big contender, because I think it would be fun to be an elf or a hobbit or even whatever. But at the same time, it's kind of grim. It's just that eye. There's an eye that's just looking around. I don't know.
Always watching.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Just kind of. And I play so much Dungeons and Dragons, whatever. So, you know, that's fine. So Star Wars and Harry Potter are high contenders. Harry Potter, like you said, I'm with you. There's so many advantages to it, and the disadvantages. I think this is why it's so popular with people. So many people write fantasy, like fiction about it.
Yep.
There's a wizarding world to go to, all these kind of things. But I'm going to edge towards one of my favorite things in the Star Wars. So I'm going to have to pick Star Wars, because there's also a Star Wars world you can go to,
yeah,
you know, which I haven't been to yet, Galaxy's Edge. And I think that as long as you, because like I said, Star Wars to me is this world galactic. We have dictators in this world.
Yes.
We have wars in this world.
Skirmishes, yep.
We have crime lords in this world. And I'm such a Star Wars head. I know extra stuff in Star Wars, even though we're just supposed to be looking at the movies. But the Empire didn't control everything.
Yeah, yeah.
They controlled most things, so you can avoid it. And even if you're on an Imperial world, as long as you're following their rules, it seems like you're fine.
Yep.
So
it does seem like they hold up their end of the bargain sometimes.
It does. They don't really, as evil as they are and as oppressive as they seem, they're never shown to be like total, like, African dictatorship type, like, yeah, like scary what am I hearing on the BBC News right now? They're doing what to their people?
Exactly.
Type.
Yeah.
So Star Wars. I'm going with Star Wars. I want to be able to get on a ship for the price of an airplane ticket and fly to places. And as long as I'm not on Alderaan at the wrong time, I'm fine. But that goes with this world too. I think the risks in Star Wars world are equal to the risks in our world.
Yes. Possibility.
Plus you have aliens everywhere. Plus you could see a Jedi. Plus you could be force sensitive. There's so many crazy cool jobs. Who knows? I mean, there's just so many possibilities is what it is. The possibilities are endless.
And you get a robot.
Yes.
And maybe a light sword, but maybe.
I just want a droid. That'd be so handy. I wouldn't have to tie my shoes either.
See? There you go.
I'd have make sure I had a droid that could tie shoes.
Exactly.
Actually, I don't think there's laces in Star Wars. Are there laces in Star Wars? Doesn't seem like there should be laces in Star Wars.
So is it all Velcro or is it all just like cleverly sewed in ties?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'll find out when I live in Star Wars world.
I look forward to it.
So Mikey's world to rule them all.
Harry Potter.
Is Harry Potter world. And my world to rule them all, probably to no one's surprise, is Star Wars. So we want you guys to let us know about your worlds that you choose.
Yeah, yeah.
One world to rule them all. Let us know if you like this. We have the idea that it might be fun to do other worlds. And it might be fun. This is like something that we might bring to conventions when we can't get back to conventions.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of endless possibilities, this is up there.
Yes.
There's many fan worlds out.
There's so many fan worlds. So if there's a specific fan world that you guys want us to like just talk about, that would be fun to live in, let us know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because our pizzas are here for us to enjoy. So
Harry Potter World have pizza? I may have made a horrible mistake.
I don't know if there's pizza in Star Wars, frankly. Actually, of all the worlds that have pizza, Harry Potter World and MCU are probably the only worlds that would have pizza.
Oh, that's a plus in MCU World's favor then. I don't know if it's enough to shake the balance, but a consideration.
Harry Potter World's going to have pizza. I don't know if the wizards know about it, but the muggles do. So, you know.
I'll get Ron Weasley's dad on that. Be like, here's pizza. Yeah. Invent it.
Well, I wonder, what you're going to have to do, Mikey, is you're going to have to go back into your Harry Potter DVDs and watch the scenes where they're eating in the dining hall
see
if you ever see a pizza there.
See some cafeteria square pizza. I'll have to get the magnifying
see if there's
glass.
Any pizza there.
I'll get the magnifying
because they show all kinds of food because Ron's always stuffing it in his mouth.
It's true. But we've been talking about it so much, I'm definitely going back to watch the movies.
So y'all need to let us know what your world is. You can hit us up on the socials at Assuming Pod. And please, if you could, if you like our podcast, share it with your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on to whatever you listen to it on, Spotify, Apple, whatever. Hit it there. Give us the 5 stars. Give us the thumbs up. Give us the good ratings. Rate, review, all that kind of stuff. It's only going to help us. We're kind of in stasis right now, like a lot of people, because we're really growing our podcast by going to conventions and stuff, and they aren't happening anymore. So you guys can help us out a lot. So if you like us, please share it, spread it around. We hope we are putting good positive vibes out there in these dark times.
Tell your muggle friends.
Tell your muggle friends, yes. Give them your muggle friend, your iPod, and show them where Assuming Positions is. So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Assuming Pod. You can Gmail us, assumingpositions@gmail.com. We want to thank you so much for listening. We want to thank that guy, Brad, for doing our announcing, Not Scott Productions for equipment, Jazza for our music, and we hope that you guys find a wonderful world to rule them all.
What a wonderful world.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah.